Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it and can't make it one of the New York Mets. They lost. I got to go back to Houston. One of the baby Tiger Cubs. Yes. In the eighth inning, a pinch hit double from Andy Ibanez. That was it, man. That put the Detroit Tigers up 5-2. That knocked out the Houston Astros. Those three ribbies sent Detroit to the ALDS and the Houston Astros home. They will not be in their eighth ALCS. And that was riveting. That was great. That was a great game for the Yankee fans rooting for the Astros to lose. Sorry, Yankee fans that wanted to see the Houston Astros somewhere down the line in the ALCS. It's not going to happen. And we also aren't going to see the Baltimore Orioles either. 888-808-1019. Back to the calls as the Mets lose. It's hilarious. I'm looking at WFAN Twitter. And so, of course, they're like, you know, the Mets drop game 2-5-3, forcing a winner take all on Thursday night. Keith McPherson is reacting to the loss right now. Listen below. And so, of course, all these people are weighing in with their thoughts on me. And I'm not going to read them to you, but it's my fault that the Mets lost and this happens to be my shift. I would have been here regardless, win or loss. I was here last night. The Mets won. We reacted to it. The Mets lose. Let's continue to react to it. Robbie is in Lenox. Robbie, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
You know, good. Just working my last hour. Then I'll get out of the way and see Mackle handle all the Mets calls and complaints and cries and tears and
Yeah. Well, before I talk about our Yankees, let me talk about this game tonight because, you know, I've been watching baseball a long time. I'll be 60 years old next year, and I've been watching a lot of baseball. And to me, look, the Mets didn't get a lot of runs in this game, but my problem with baseball is, you know, you talk about static, and they put him in, he gets lights out, he throws 11 pitches, and they all do this, Keith. Why can't the guy come back in and start?
That wasn't
next
the plan.
Inning when he's pitching hot. I
he
know.
Pitched yesterday. We got a pitch count on him.
Same damn thing.
I know. Yep, that's what I said. I see it with the Yankees. I see it all through baseball. Why? Because they didn't plan for him to go any more than that inning and pitch any more than that. You're done. Hand the ball over.
And Maton's pitched well. I understand that. But to me, one of your callers made a point about putting Diaz in. But he's pitched so much, and you don't know. You can't trust him right now. So let's talk about our Yankees for a second, all right? Look. Detroit's hot, okay? And Kansas City they gave the Yankees trouble this year. They have good starting pitching. I mean, they really do. And I'm telling you, the thing that really, really puzzles me and bothers me about this Yankee team that really has frustrated me all year is the things that I see that other teams do well, base running, defense, and so forth, and starting pitching. How much do you trust the starting pitching of the Yankees? How much do you trust the lineup? Would you play Verdugo over Dominguez? What would you do in terms of the starting lineup also, too? I mean, are you a little bit afraid about Soto's defense in right field?
I'm fearful of everything. Yeah. I've been on the record saying this could be glorious or this could be disgusting. Like,
you guys play with house money. When teams play with house money, they seem to do better. Look at the Royals. Look at Tigers. These guys are playing with house money. They're going
to
walk
in. They got nothing
Yankees.
To lose. You know, there's no pressure on them. They're not supposed to be there. Right. The Tigers Tigers had a 0.2% chance of making it a couple months ago. The Royals lost 106 games last year. No sweat.
Unbelievable, man. I mean, it just makes me think, like, what can the Yankees do to not win? And there's no excuse not to get the World Series this year. It was so nice watching Houston lose today. It was so nice. Even though I can't stand A.J. Hinch, who uses 4,000 pitchers per game. I mean, guys,
he knows what he's doing.
In the second inning. Yeah. Which pitchers in the second inning?
I was screaming for him to take the kid Jobe out. He didn't take him out.
Yeah, he didn't take him out. I know, but it's amazing. They have probably the worst lineup of any playoff team I've ever seen. Now, we know the playoff format is different now, but I mean, did you see the averages and the on base percentages of these guys? This lineup with the Tigers?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. They were the highest team in baseball the last 40 games. Yeah, and they're moving on, right? It's about teamwork. It's about clutch hits. And we know in the past the Yankees haven't been particularly clutch. So
they're moving on with a team. They're moving on with a team that played a bunch of AAA games this year. Thanks for the call, Robbie. 888-808-1019. The Detroit Tigers lineup. A lot of those guys played way more in AAA than they did in the show. And they're in the DS. 888-808-1019. Back to the conversation around the Mets. I mean, when you lose, everybody's to blame. When you lose, especially in the postseason, you're going to go through every out, every at-bat, all of these moments, what coulda, shoulda, woulda been. But as you heard Robbie talk about, you know, the decisions that are made with like a Ryan Stanek going to a Phil Maton, in my mind, watching baseball, I just know those decisions are already predetermined. They're made. They're going to live and die with the decision, and they're not going to be reactive in the moment to say, oh, he threw 11 pitches, 9 of them for strikes. He looked good. Let's go out there again. Send him out there again. See if he can do it again. No, that wasn't in the plan. 888-808-1019. I'll say this, and I know it sounds like I'm, you know, defending Mendoza. I'm going to defend Mendoza because I'm not a Mets fan, and Mets fans are mad. And I look at Mendoza, I'm like, isn't this the guy you said is manager of the year? Isn't this the guy that you said, you know, you tip your cap to for the changes that he made with the lineup and how he used the bullpen and, you know, letting Edwin Diaz go back out there? Like, yeah, if you can pat the guy on the back, tip your cap to the guy, when that happens, then I don't know. I think you kind of also got to give the guy a break when the players don't perform. They left a ton of guys on base. They had opportunities. They put up zeros for 6 innings. And that's how you end up getting got in the 8th inning. Let's go down to Atlanta and talk to Greg on the Fan in New York. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener. First time reaching out. Steve, get through, but I'm a Mets fan. I'm up here in hostile ground, but it's cool. I can deal with these Atlanta fans. Hopefully they get bounced. But I agree with one of the previous callers when he said that this fell on Mendoza, period. I was watching a game, and in the 7th inning, I'm like, why is Stanek in? He was lights out the night before. And then once I saw Maton, man, my stomach dropped, bottomed out. I was like, oh, my God, they're bringing this guy in. He's like a finesse pitcher. He has no, you know what I mean? There's no oomph on his pitches, number one. So I think Mendoza's mistake was he should have had Maton pitch the 7th. He should have had Stanek face the top of the lineup. That's what he should have done. And I agree with you also when you said that the bats kind of fell asleep a little bit. But yeah. I think it was more situational hitting. If you would agree with me on that, there was a tendency. A couple of the guys was first pitch swinging, which got him out of the a couple of those innings earlier. There was a couple of guys like Alvarez, who's been very good, but I noticed in that when there was guys on base, he first pitch swing, and he's you know, it ended the inning. And then one guy first hit swing on another inning, and it was a double play. So I wanted to get your take on it. But that's how I feel. I feel he was trying to go by, well, you know, the history of, well, maybe Maton would be go up good against those guys. But they're good, pesky hitters. And I thought Stanek, who had good stuff the night before, should have been in A. That's my take on it. But I want to get your feeling on that.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Hindsight is 20/20. If they got the outs, if that game ends 3-2, or if that game is 3-3 and they I don't know, fight on in the extras, you feel differently. I'm just, again, going to go back to the fact that those guys make millions of dollars. Those guys are at home. Those guys did not want their season to end. A young guy like Jackson Chourio, who hit two homers in the game, he stood up. And sure, I guess if you're the manager and you're seeing Maton give up that homer, and once he faces the three batters, you're thinking to go away from him. But I don't think that's what I think that they trust their players. And then they also have a little bit of thought about tomorrow. So, you know, for people calling for Edwin Diaz to come in, you'll see him tomorrow. 888-808-1019. And I'm putting this on the players. I'm putting this on the at-bats, the strikeouts, the ground outs, the grounding into double plays, leaving runners on base. When they literally gave you, let me go back to the box score, you had a couple hit by pitches, walks, like they gave you some opportunities. You didn't capitalize on those opportunities. You went quiet for that many innings. This is it. This is October. This is the postseason. And if you let a home team hang around like that so they get to face Phil Maton, they're taking advantage because it's literally back against the wall, do or die, now or never. And they did. They did. Down in Florida, Tom, you're on the Fan in New York. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Yeah, if you can just give me like a minute or so, I want to talk about this this loss tonight because I'm going to try to remain positive here. I still think, you know, the Mets going out and taking game one right after just, you know, being in Atlanta the day before and winning that game, I thought that was huge. And you knew as soon as Chourio hit that first inning home run that this was going to be a tough one. I heard Robbie and Lennox say earlier, you know, why didn't they leave Stanek in? You know, why'd they go to Maton real quick? And, you know, Stanek was pitching well, but I think I agree with you with the fact that how these managers nowadays, like they got the pitch count and stuff and they, you know, they stick to it.
Yeah, he threw yesterday.
I was, I was surprised too that they went to Maton just because, you know, he pitched Sunday and Monday. So I thought maybe, you know, leaving Stanek in for like an hour or two, you know, maybe it could have worked. But I mean, you don't know what goes through these guys' heads.
Yeah,
one thing I'll say,
Cut you off, like, and I just went back to look. Stanek threw 14 pitches yesterday. Yeah. He threw 11 pitches today.
Right.
It's not a lot. Like,
no.
I don't know.
It's not. It's not. No, it's not. And I mean, you know, if you're trying to win this game and sweep the series, like, I don't know. I guess the fact that Maton was in and he, you know, he gives up that home run, I was kind of surprised when, you know, when I saw the players coming into the mound, I thought there was going to be a pitching change. I thought maybe, you know, Mendoza would be going to Diaz, but, you know, when Hefner came out, I was like, all right, well, they're sticking with Maton. But you know what? I think I agree with you just tonight. It's on the players. The Mets just had too many opportunities, you know, credit to them for getting out early, but they just, the bats kind of went to sleep, left a lot of players on base. You knew the Brewers weren't going to go down, you know, quick like that. And, I mean, you know, we'll see. I still think the Mets are playing with house money. I feel good about tomorrow. Like, because like I said, I think taking game one was huge. But that's my opinion. You know, I'll hang up. Let's go Mets.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Tomorrow is another day. We're 45 minutes away from it being tomorrow. This gives you an opportunity to go to the Mets watch party. I don't know if you believe in any type of karma or any type of universe never unconnects or everything happens how it's supposed to. The Mets could have had the watch party planned for today. They didn't have the time, I guess, to set that all up, not knowing if they would be here. Now it's tomorrow. Maybe you get to go to Citi Field and watch the Mets win on that big screen in Flushing, and you have another great moment. I just think, you know, it's tough. It's October. It's hard to take a loss like that, that you were leading 3-1, 3-2. You started to feel good. But I think that's what happened to the players, too. I think some of the players started to feel good about themselves, feeling like, okay, we're going to advance. We got the lead here. All right, we're good. You know, another interesting stat from, you know, I was looking for, like, the hit by pitches and the walks. The Mets didn't walk anybody. No walks for Milwaukee, so... I mean, you can't be mad at Sean Manaea. Maybe you can be mad at Mendoza for, like, maybe he should have tried to push Manaea a little bit past the 86. I can't really do that either. I don't know. I'm just not throwing Mendy under the bus. I think these guys didn't hit and Phil Maton didn't execute, and that's a tough loss to take. But you tip your cap to Jackson Chourio. You tip your cap to the Milwaukee Brewers with their season on the line, putting bat to ball, Garrett Mitchell. And now, there's a rubber match. 888-808-1019. Anthony's in Massapequa Park. Go for it, Anthony.
Hi, how are you, Keith? Man, just want to let you know, when I used to work overnights, you were the only person that was listening to you that would keep me up all night, man. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it, man.
Happy to be here for you. Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to just a couple of comments. I think I'm done with Pete Alonso, man. I think I'm just done. Runners on first and third, and all we need him to do is put the ball in the air, get a sack fly. I mean, that's what he's paid to do, put the ball in the air. And he hits a grounder and trips over. Mistake, but yeah, he trips over his bat, falls down, thinking they're not going to turn double play. I look at the screen. I'm like, where's Pete?
Yeah.
And he's on the floor, halfway through the baseline. I don't know, man. I think I'm just dumb.
When you talk about a guy that got completely zapped this year of his aura, thanks for the call. Oh, actually, you didn't hang up. Another call disappeared. But when you talk about a guy that just, like, has, like, he's supposed to be the guy. This is supposed to be his prove-it year. You have opportunities to prove it here, Pete.
Yeah.
Like, when is it going to happen? It just seems like it's never going to happen. It's not there. And when, you know, I can't fault Lindor, who's playing with a bad back and has put the team on his back so many times. Pete has to come through, and it's like, it's just not there.
You just feel like you've been waiting for him and waiting for him. Where's that big moment? It just hasn't happened. It just has not happened.
It can't always be Vientos. It can't always be Iglesias. Marte showed up today, but, like, He's in the lower part of the lineup.
And he's not going to be on the team next year, Marte.
He's doing what he's... Clearly, he's been showing up these last few days. It seems like he knows what time it is. He's trying to contribute, whether it's a work and a walk or a couple singles or whatever. They just left too much to be desired. They left too many runners on base. 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Left 9 on base.
Yeah. And just there's a lot of unsung heroes on this team. And Pete should be the hero on this team.
It is a crazy year. Because with all of the hype and all the things around the Mets, it's like Pete has faded into the background.
Yeah. Yeah, I still believe they're going to pull the series out. I just need to see Pete step up. I just really do. For me to want him to be on this team next year, I just need to see it.
Thanks for the call, Anthony. 888-808-1019. Yeah, as I'm looking through some of the other opportunities that were missed, that's what it comes down to. You're not cashing in. It comes down to, you know, guys coming up and late in the game. Mark Vientos grounds out. In the seventh inning, Mark Vientos grounds out. Brandon Nimmo grounds out. Then Pete singles. J.D. Martinez lines out. So the one hit that Pete Alonso had, it doesn't turn into anything. 888-808-1019. I think it comes down to, you know, not bunting and not getting the runner over and not trying to manufacture a run late. It comes down to pitching decisions with the bullpen. Stanek, though, you know, going 11 pitches after going 14 the day before. I hear you when you say, why couldn't he go back out there? But they had a plan for Phil Maton to pitch because you hadn't seen him since they took the ball from him and went to Edwin Diaz and let Edwin Diaz blow it. But then he obviously got redemption. And Phil Maton, who has been solid for the Mets, I read you the stat about how good he's been. And I'll do it again because, it's just in the moment. We want to kill a guy. We want to, kill the manager, kill this guy. But he was a weapon. Phil Maton was like your best guy coming out of bullpen in the circle of trust. Some people would have him over Edwin Diaz. And I know he doesn't have the type of stuff as Diaz. But in 22 games with the Mets, he went 20 and a third innings pitch with 22 Ks, a 1.77 ERA, a 0.74 whip. And he was a guy that you could trust. He was a guy that came out and did his thing. But I'll say this before we go to break. Regular season's over. It's the postseason now. It's a different season. Some guys are made for it. Some guys aren't. And those guys that showed up for the Brewers late, young Jackson Churio, Garrett Mitchell, those guys to hit those home runs and to tattoo Phil Maton to come back and put up 3 runs in the 8th inning and not have to walk it off, not have to sweat it out in the bottom of the 9th. They just kept the season alive for those Wisconsin Knights so they can show up to the parking lot tomorrow and eat some more cheese curds and have some IPAs. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Call me up. I'll be right back. Oh, man. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time, but it also can be a tough time. Speaking for myself, the team that I root for is on a bye, but I've been very vocal about this could be amazing. This could also be devastating. That's what comes with it. High stakes and mistakes and missed opportunities and moments you wish you could get back. 888-808-1019. For the Yankee fans I see online that are laughing at Mets fans, like, you're not going to get that from me. And I understand the rep that I have because I do take a lot of pride in my Mets fan trolling. I do own a few Mets fans. I live rent-free in a lot of Mets fans' heads, but this isn't a time for trolling. I watched that game. I was hosting the show, keeping an eye on a score. And, why would I get on air and laugh or troll the Mets, one, when they're not eliminated, two, when, the Yankees could get eliminated in the DS, and that won't be a laughing matter at all. So I feel for you. I'm a baseball fan. I just think it's crazy as the Padres game goes final. The Padres sweep the Braves. They're done. They're out.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Earlier today, you saw the Royals sweep the Orioles. Baltimore's done. They're out. And the Tigers sweep the Astros. Done. They're out. So all of the other wild card series are done in 2 days, two games. And the teams that win get to enjoy a couple days off. But the Mets will play Thursday with Jose Quintana on the mound and have to win the rubber match to advance. And we'll see what happens. But I'm taking your calls for the next half hour. C-Mac is coming up next. Another Yankee fan. I see people are upset. Like, someone's like, why would I want to listen to an all-in Yankee fan? Because this is my shift, bro. What are we talking about? I do the nights. If you don't want to listen to me, you got to listen to C-Mac next. Listen to Rico Bronya. Evan's doing a live Rico Bronya now. So I get it. I understand. But I'm here for you, man. Let's go to Adam in Waterbury, Connecticut on the fan. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to put together everything. And I understand people are upset. And, you know, they're mad at Mendy. And they're mad at Phil Maton. And they're mad at the line. I get it. That's how you're going to feel with a loss like that.
Well, first of all, Keith, I want to say that I appreciate you not calling us. It took a lot of guts for me to call in on you. I've been listening a long time. You do a wonderful job. Even when you're making fun of the Mets, you do a good job with that. So anybody who gets on you on Twitter, they're just hiding behind the screen.
Yeah, exactly. I love it on Twitter.
I'll tip my cap to you. I would do the same thing if I was a Yankee fan. But the reason I'm calling in, I want to blow off a little steam. Mendy, I'm not going to get on. He's manager of the year. Maton's been fine. He's a soft pitcher. He spins the ball. He's been solid for us. What I want to get on is our lineup, first of all, tonight. Maybe you could tell me what they were with runners in scoring position, because it was absolutely pathetic. Every time there was people on base, we would ground into a double play. And the number one culprit is Pete Alonso. I'm sitting here as a Mets fan, and I'm like, I see this Mets team. I love them. I do not love him. Everybody loves each other, and it looks like he's just up there trying to get a paycheck. He's still pressing because all he cares about is getting paid. So you have runners on the corners. The best way to get paid is maybe, let's see, lay off the slider in the dirt, or if the slider is a little bit up like it was on the double play, try to tap it into right field and score a run. All you need to do is hit a fly ball, and he grounds into a double play every big spot. He doesn't want to be a team player. All he's thinking about is himself, and I'm absolutely sick of it. And the other team, and I feel like the rest of the team feeds off that. They're looking for a guy to step up. Lindor's been great all year. Vientos has been great all year. Alvarez goes up and down. I think I can name everybody on this team has had a moment except Pete Alonso. And I'm absolutely sick of it, and I want to know what other Met fans think about it, because let's start voicing it. I don't know why we gave him a standing ovation in his last game. He doesn't deserve it. Thank you, Keith. Keep up the good work. Much love.
Thanks for the call, Adam. Yeah, I thought that I didn't comment on that. I've had my little back and forths with the 7 line. I saw that on Twitter talking about giving Pete a standing. I'm like, for what? Well, this is New York. You got to deliver. We're getting soft around here. Even in my conversation about the Kings of New York, like, I put Lindor on a throne saying that he is the king of the Mets kingdom. He deserves to be up there as a king for what he did. And someone was called, oh, he didn't win nothing. What did Judge win? What did Brunson win? We refer to them as the Kings of New York. Brunson comes to the Yankee Stadium to throw out a first pitch, and everybody's, oh, the Kings of New York. Lindor is up there. But ultimately, they haven't won anything. We haven't won anything. It's been a while. And to answer your question, the Mets went 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The team left 9 on base, and that's where I fault the team. Because when you look at the box score from the third inning on, they didn't score a run. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Jackson in Connecticut.
How's it going, man?
It's going.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and talk about, which I wanted to piggyback off the last guy. I completely agree that Alonso hasn't had his moment at all this year. When it comes to the ground ball that happened tonight, he definitely would have beat that out. Unfortunately, he tripped over the bat. However, and again, I agree with you exactly what you just said. Maton is that little bit of soft pitcher. He's been good for us this year at times. However, after that third inning, the Mets didn't produce whatsoever. And they just let the Brewers stick around.
And, you know, their bullpen didn't do terrible tonight. However, when you do that with your offense, you're just letting that other team, giving them that opportunity, that high hope to know they can come back.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that it's great to start off hot early, but they got to continue that pressure throughout the game. And I just want to know what you think about that. Also, really appreciate you taking my call, and I love listening to you guys.
Thanks for the call, Jackson. Well, what I think is you are going up against a team that won their division. You're in their building. And every inning that you don't rally, every inning that you don't score, every inning that you get runners on and leave them on base, they're going into their dugout saying, come on, guys, come on. Season's on the line. Yo, this can't be it. We can't go out this way. Come on, yo. Let's get it together. Let's put it together. They had a sack fly to tack on a run to make it 3-2, and there was some belief. Okay, we're only down one. And obviously, everybody's looking for Edwin Diaz to enter the game, but again, I'll go back to what I know as a Yankee fan, Mendoza coming over from the Yankees. I don't know if he learned it from there. I think they all do it across baseball. I bet if he's having any conversations pregame with David Stearns, they're all in agreement on the lanes for pitchers coming out of the bullpen. How many pitches they're going to throw, how many guys they're going to face, what they're going to do in certain situations. And a lot of times you get paralyzed in the situation and you don't react. You don't move to say, hold on. Like, we can't lose this game behind Phil Maton. We do have Edwin Diaz rested. But you'll see him tomorrow. Kenny's in Queens on the fan. What's up, Kenny?
Yes, how's it going? Actually, I wanted to blame Maton, but it is the runners in scoring position. That's why they did not win. But also, there is tomorrow.
Yeah. You're not eliminated.
So be positive. You know, it's nice being a bleach creature for you and Bobby Patches and you guys. Oh. But being a Mets fan, you know, it's difficult to be optimistic, but we have to be. Right?
You have to believe. This is part of the story. You get this opportunity to go to Citi Field and watch on that big screen. When has that ever happened? It could be a magical moment for the Mets in Flushing with all the fans showing up to the ballpark to see them win game three. It's not over yet.
I work at night, so that's not happening. But anyway, well,
maybe anyways, not you, Kenny, but somebody listening is like, I'm going tomorrow.
That's pretty cool, though. That's pretty cool. Anyways, but a tough game, tough loss. Just really bad. Again, the runners in scoring position. Into the third inning, Marte was on second, no outs.
Yep.
Couldn't advance him. Anything. You know, and it comes back to bite you. You know,
you give them life. Baseball is like that. There's momentum in there. These guys are fighting for their lives. Thanks for the call, Kenny. As I'm watching the game, I'm like, wait, they didn't get another run. They didn't score. They didn't get anything out of that inning. I'm like, are the Brewers going to go out like this? The Brewers are young, athletic. They have some guys. I don't know, the Brewers are just going to go quietly into the night. They didn't. And I was going back to see. So Monday, when Maton went out there and he got the ball taken away from him, he only threw 12 pitches. So you know and I know they had a plan to use him today, and they were going to get some work out of him. That's just how they do their bullpen budget. I didn't come up with that term. That's a term that the Yes Network, like 2 years ago, started showing us the bullpen budget going into every game where you can predict what we're going to see. Okay, this guy's in the red. He pitched yesterday. This guy pitched this man. We're not going to see him. You can predict who's going to come out, where they're going to be slotted. Like, this stuff isn't random. They have a plan to it. There's a baseball science to it. What they don't plan for, which there is no exact science for, is the human element. The other team not getting those outs, or Maton throwing the ball in the zone and not executing his pitches, and young Jackson Churio and Garrett, you know, it is what it is. You guys saw what it was. I don't have to recant it for you. But I will say this. You know, call me up. Get it off your chest. This is all a part of the process. You get it off your chest. You live through it tonight. You go to sleep, and you know what? You have life tomorrow, and this team has had 9 lives. They've been resilient. They have to win game 3. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. I'll be right back. Well, this is the last 7 minutes of my show, another 5-hour KM to AM on the fan, and I feel like it's turned into a little bit of a talk session. I don't want to say therapy, because You don't need therapy, but a little bit of a talk session with the Mets fans. Not taking those two games. Not sweeping like the rest of the teams in the wild card that advanced. And you're still alive. Don't fall into the negativity. Be like positive Tommy. Bang the drum of positivity. Because you do have 9 lives and you have another life tomorrow. You have a chance to win and still advance. And I know somewhere in Major League Baseball, they're like, ha, ha, ha. We made the Mets play a doubleheader on Monday. And now we've got a 3-game series with the Mets in Milwaukee. Somebody had to go 3. 888-808-1019. If you're on hold and I don't get to you, stay on hold. C-Max coming up next. He'll take your call. Obviously, the calls through the night are going to be about this game, what happened, what didn't happen, and what needs to happen next. Glenn is in New Orleans. Glenn, you're on the Fan.
Good evening, Mr. McPherson. Great baseball talk, as always. As a Sox fan, I can understand Mets fans' angst and anguish over the game tonight, but they do have a game tomorrow, and they have just as good a chance of winning it as Milwaukee. I do understand that the fans are getting on Alonso. He could be better. And the manager. But when it comes to the manager, all of the managers have a script. And even if they bring in a reliever and he gets 3 outs on 3 pitches, he's not coming back out for the next inning because he's not aligned with the batters coming up.
Sure.
His stuff doesn't match up with their stuff.
Right.
That's the only thing that irks me sometimes is that the managers, they really know they should go back out with a pitcher, but they don't want to get called into the principal's
office. And late in the game, these other managers counter with pinch hitters anyway. But, yes, I understand what you're saying. Like,
That's the way it is. But I'll be watching tomorrow night and listening. Oh, it's Thursday night. I'll have football.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. I don't know. What time is this game set up for tomorrow? Tomorrow's game, it'll be Jose Quintana versus 8:30? No, this is saying on MLB, I don't know. Connor said 8:30. On MLB, it's saying 7:08 p.m. NL Wild Card Game 3. I was going to say, 8:30, you're going to go right up against the NFL. Yeah, so the Mets game will be on a little bit before the NFL. They're having the watch party in Queens. If I was a Mets fan, I'd go to Queens and I'd go through this with other Mets fans in my ballpark. Chris is in New Hyde Park on the Fan. Go for it, Chris.
Hey, Keith, how are you? Big
Good.
Time fan, long time.
Thanks.
So I agree with you on a lot of the issues that you brought up. And I know it's been a conundrum of all these fans talking about what's been going on, but I think I agree with you the most. Phil Maton has been one of our best pitchers. He's in the circle of trust with Carlos Mendoza. I think he has pitched a lot, but he's not the problem. The problem is that nobody's driving in runs. Tyrone is not bunting to get these guys over, to get that extra run. Pete is non-existent. He is abysmal
yeah.
on the plate. It's disgusting. And the problem is that this game would not be won 3-2. This game had to be won 5-2, 6-2. We need to put runs on. Nobody has hit the long ball. It is disgusting. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, the Mets just this week had a 6-run 8th inning on Monday. They had a 3-run 2nd inning, a 5-run 5th inning yesterday. That's how you've been winning. That's your formula for success. You got to pour it on. Right. This lineup's got to, you know, kind of, I don't know, man. It shouldn't come down to Phil Maton. You got to be absolutely perfect. And now we're going to blame you. We're going to blame Mendoza for you being there. We should have went to Diaz. Or like, nah, you should have hit. You had runners. You had runners on. You had some walks. You had some hit by pitch. You had some singles. And nothing came of it.
100% the point. Phil Maton has been nearly perfect. He's been phenomenal. He's pitched 3 times in the past 4 days to get through everything. And people can't blame him. They can't blame Mendoza. I mean, really, I would have left Static in. I think he's a little all over the place, but he pitched, 11 pitches?
Yeah, he pitched 24 pitches in the series. In the first game and the second game, he threw 24 pitches.
Let him pitch. I mean, I can't – I don't want to, like, bash Mendoza because he's been, like, batting almost 1,000. Really and truly, he's been very good as a first-year manager. Unbelievable. I don't want to get on him. I don't want to talk about him that he's the fault. But you're right. The guys need to hit. The guys need to hit the long ball. And the guys need to play better.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, at the end of the day, you gotta blame the players. You gotta put it on the players. I think they got comfortable. I think they took an early lead, and they didn't do enough. They didn't do enough to manufacture runs. They didn't hit the ball out of the ballpark. They didn't pour it on at any time. And I definitely think there's something to taking Jesse Winker out of the lineup. I gave him my Casamigos big shot of the night last night because I said I like that edge. I like that smack talk. I like a former Brewer being out there getting under those guys' skin, making them even more uncomfortable as he's driving in runs, as he wasn't able to do for them. And then he's not in the lineup. They go with J.D. Martinez. J.D. Martinez goes 0-3. But maybe he'll be in the lineup tomorrow. Do or die. C-Mac is coming up next. He'll take your calls. I'm out. See you later.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.